All right, now we get to talk with Dr. Eric Cole. He's that cybersecurity expert I've been mentioning. Began his career with the, I guess, as a hacker for the CIA 30 years ago, author of the book Cyber Crisis. This certainly seems like a cyber crisis, Dr. Cole, when you see a 5,500-mile pipeline get hacked in this way. How are you, sir? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And yes, in my book, I talk about what devastating events could happen. And unfortunately, it just did.
I believe it. What should we know about this that maybe we haven't already heard, just kind of glancing at the news? What do you see when you hear of something like this happening?
The first thing we have to recognize of how bad this really is, for them to go in for Colonial to shut down the entire pipeline, this means that the adversary was in their entire network and had it totally compromised. So this is a very devastating attack that occurred for them to take that action. And the second thing we need to recognize is this is not a one-off. The vulnerabilities that were present at Colonial that allowed this to occur, they are present in all of our other critical infrastructure around the entire country.
Things like this have got to be such a wake-up call. I mean, the mayor's office was hacked and some emails were leaked, far lesser in importance than something like this. This is huge. But at the end of the day, they serve as wake-up calls, don't you think, for different municipalities, for businesses, for high-level places, even in government, to say, let's go ahead and check this. I just wonder if anything is ever truly unhackable. I mean, what would you say to that?
Anything that's connected to the internet is hackable. I did hacking for over 10 years, and if there's a system that has any accessibility on the internet, you can break in. And that brings up the fundamental principle that was violated here, is when you're looking at critical infrastructure, the operational network that runs the pipeline must be separated and never, ever connected to the internet. And unfortunately, because of the epidemic and people working from home, a lot of this critical infrastructure started interconnecting these systems, and that's what ultimately caused this breach and other breaches in the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's we saw the water thing in Florida. I think you came on with us then, in fact, when they just were able to get into that one town in Florida and alter, you know, certain additives to the water supply enough that it could have been extremely toxic or deadly, even potentially. You're seeing sort of a beefing up across, you know, the entire country about this stuff. Are we doing enough? What do you think?
Unfortunately, we're not, because most people, when they think of cybersecurity and these breaches, they still believe it is more Hollywood movies than reality. So I think, unfortunately, as we get more and more of these examples, I think the awareness will raise up that we need to invest a lot of money in our cyber infrastructure, because it's outdated, it's vulnerable, and we need to take action sooner than later. Otherwise, we're going to see a lot more of these ransomware attacks continue and the frequency increase.
I know you said ransomware, but I want to ask you about ransom. They asked for a ransom in this case. They also did here in the city of Chicago. There are some people who are saying, in case of the pipeline, they should have given them the money. It would have just saved the system, and that would have been the right thing to do. These people were only after money. They say it wasn't political, nothing else. I know that may be more of an ethical question, but you consult companies. You consult some of these sort of infrastructure folks. What do you do when someone's holding you like this? They've got everything on you, and they're offering... They say, just pay the ransom. We're good.
It really comes down to a business decision where what is the cost of the ransom versus what is the impact to the business by not paying. And these attackers are very sophisticated and understand the business. They always price the ransom at such a rate that it's actually better than not paying. And my guess is, because Colonial just announced that they will be up and running by the end of this week, is my guess is they either paid the ransom and didn't say, or they're negotiating the ransom payment right now, because that is the only possible way they could be up and running as quick as they said.
Okay. Do they pay this stuff in Bitcoin? I mean, how can you not trace if you're going to send millions of dollars to somebody that you can't figure out who did this? I don't understand that.
Well, that's the whole idea of cyber currency and bitcoins. It's basically untraceable currency. I always joke with folks that if you wanted to create money that's untraceable for money laundering, Bitcoins is the solution. So yes, unfortunately, you pay with Bitcoins and it's like a cyber Swiss bank account. Once the money's transferred, it's untraceable. But in this case, it doesn't matter because we know who did it. We know where they're located. But unfortunately, because they're in Russia, there's nothing we can do about it.
Huh. So that is confirmed. Huh, I did not know that. Well, I mean, gosh, I don't know, Dr. Cole, this is a scary world. I mean, thank God we got people like you out there. Is the government working on this kind of stuff, too? Or how are our government systems doing?
Government systems are slightly better because many of the ones that deal with classified data are still disconnected and not directly accessible from the internet, but their systems are just as vulnerable. And I'm hoping this is a big wake-up call where the government starts following up to what they did last month. So last month, they put sanctions against Russia. Now we need to start putting regulations in place and investing money in our cyber infrastructure to hold these companies accountable and help them properly protect the country.
Yeah, how about it? Dr. Eric Cole, it's important stuff. Thank you for helping us understand it. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And you are the author of Cyber Crisis. Check out his book. Again, a cybersecurity expert at the work.